Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Pipe Bomb Wrestling Radio. And I am your host, Kirsch, bringing you the best in professional wrestling alongside my co-host,
Alex Rico. And we're live, right?
We're live. We're kind of live.
Sort of live.
I wouldn't consider this live, you know.
We're as about alive as SmackDown is.
There you go. Let's pipe in some cheers, you know. Okay, so we have a special guest tonight today. He actually attended a previous Pipe Bomb episode, unfortunately, in the chronology. Could you give a round of applause to our host, David Gomez, the wrestling guy. David Gomez! There he is.
I got a promo on everything.
Yeah.
I just stand.
Okay. So, no, go ahead. You could sit on the master chair. Well, first off, I got a couple of questions for you, sir. Now, you haven't paid your dues. Right?
I know. What are these dues that we talk about?
Well, I paid a guy named Dew. I think that's who you had to pay in order to qualify. But I've been doing this podcast since 2012. You've obviously started last year, so you know we're here to take you to school and actually teach you how to do things.
Damn! Look at that. No love.
No. Honestly, what made you want to start your own podcast?
I wanted to make somebody look bad.
Really?
Yeah.
Me?
No.
The butcher.
No. No. Honestly, I heard a couple podcasts and I said I didn't like the way it sounded. Mm-hmm. And I said, well, if they can do it, then I can do it.
Obviously.
He's talking about us.
Okay. So you've had a lot of guests.
Yes.
And I know we spoke about it on your podcast, but this is a different audience. You know, it's negative five people instead of
your regular negative two.
Yeah. So what was your favorite guest on the podcast?
Oof. Damn. You put me on the spot.
What was one of your more memorable guests?
That was Chavo.
Chavo
Sr.
Chavo Sr.
Most memorable because he kept talking when we got disconnected off the air.
Oh, wow.
We got disconnected. He didn't notice we got disconnected.
Yeah.
And we kept talking. And sure enough, when we got back on the line, he was back on. He was still talking.
it just goes to show he's really into it.
Yeah, he was.
Yeah.
My favorite guest.
Yeah.
Man, I don't know. Probably Mariachi Loco.
Okay.
Okay, your best looking guest.
Oh.
I was a guest.
That was Renee.
I guess, whatever.
Renee or Claudia?
No,
Claudia Solis.
Yeah.
She's pretty. Have you seen her lately?
By the way, I wanted to be on that Renee Michelle interview.
Sage Sin.
Sage Sin, she was pretty. I wanted to be on that Sage Sin interview too, yeah. David.
Well, no, that one was on a Saturday. You worked that Saturday.
Oh, okay. I worked that Saturday.
I think you were working that Saturday. Because this one was a Saturday like at 6 o'clock or something.
That's why I quit, man. Like, this guy didn't even put me out for Sage Sin. I'm like, that's it.
Yeah, that one wasn't booked through your front.
Yeah, that wasn't booked through. Really?
Yeah, it wasn't booked through.
I thought that's the reason why I wasn't on it.
No, that one. I'm telling you, I think you were working that Saturday.
Okay.
I think we had an autograph signing in the morning.
Because we were supposed to do it on a Wednesday, right?
There was an autograph signing that Saturday.
Okay, and that's
and then
she just came in.
Yeah, okay. I think either you were here for the signing and then went to work or something happened.
And David being forgetful, you forgot to tell me. Because I remember I wasn't informed until I heard the podcast, and I'm like, this guy did it.
I don't know what happened that day. I'm trying to figure out who was here. Mm. Oh, I'll figure it out.
Yeah.
So how do you like your podcast so far?
I like it. It's fun. I like fucking around. they don't take my Facebook. They take my Facebook too seriously.
Yeah.
So they don't know that I like fucking around. So.
Well, how do you feel about that? How do you feel about certain choice words that certain individuals like to say about yourself?
About my show or about me?
About your show.
Both. Mostly, about both. Yeah.
I mean, it's obviously, I think it would be too petty for them to actually insult you as a person. I'm thinking when they aim things directly at you, I don't think they mean to talk about David Gomez a person. They like to talk about the wrestling guy. Because, I mean, if they want to talk to you as a person, they don't even fucking know you. So fuck them.
Damn. I came to the right place. Yeah. Well, when they talk about me, honestly, mm-hmm. about me as a podcast host, mm-hmm. I don't really care. Because no one's paying me. Mm-hmm. You know, when they tell you, when they make stupid comments, I don't care because they don't pay me.
Yeah.
I'm not making any money off the show. Okay, I'm sorry. I made 30 cents off YouTube. Sorry.
You do?
Wow.
I'm at 30 cents.
Well, I mean, I was
I don't make anything off of YouTube, so I mean, that's pretty cool.
30 cents and 50 after 50 episodes, I think we're okay.
Well, I was part of like 10 of those episodes. Yeah, so I'm going to have to spit those cuts.
Damn, I'm about to give you like a penny.
Yeah.
Now I'm all right, I'm down to like
40 I didn't know that.
Yeah.
We're not doing the YouTube.
So I don't really care. When they talk about the show, it's the same thing. You know, it doesn't really matter. Mm. What they think about the show, because it's my damn show.
Exactly.
And they don't pay the fucking
bills.
How
does your show go? Like, what's the format? Usually in ours, we just recap Raw. Sometimes other promotions, but I mean, we don't really watch other promotions.
We don't.
You don't watch Lucha Underground?
I could watch one.
We
and
have
then,
a representative of Lucha Underground.
I could watch one and then like another month watch another one, but I can't watch it consistently. I'm not used to it.
You do know I like work.
No, yeah, I know.
No, but no, I think.
Do you watch it every week?
No,
I got it spoiled every week.
Yeah.
Due to
Lucha Underground being posted on iTunes now, it's a whole lot easier to access it. Obviously, one of the main reasons why I couldn't watch Lucha Underground before is because I don't actually own cable. You know?
Yeah.
I watch everything online, and it's like either pirating Lucha Underground, which I would never do.
Of course not.
Right? And so I'm glad that they finally they're putting out other mediums to be able to see the show.
I'm still waiting for Netflix to pick it up, if they do get it. Because, I mean, if they get it, I'll just go through all of it.
Netflix, yeah, they should. Well, the format of the show is pretty simple. It's me, myself, Butcher, and then if we have a third person, if not, it's pretty much it's gone down to me.
So you have your own Byron Saxton.
Yeah, he's my Byron Saxton. And we interviewed different wrestlers. Now we just added the little challenges at the end of the interview to kind of make it a little more.
Mm-hmm. Challenge which, like how?
Like trivia.
Yeah, he did that when I was here.
Which actually was a new. We were going to debut it with Douglas James, mm-hmm. but then we said, no, we'll keep it for the 1 year anniversary. And it worked out pretty good. And, you know, some people don't like any of the co-hosts.
Yeah.
Some people just think I should go by myself, but.
Oh, yeah, that's another question. What is this weird obsession with that girl?
You have to ask Ed. You guys are friends with Ed.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, he's my friend too, but I'm saying you guys are known
him. I barely met him last week. He seemed cool.
He's a cool guy. I mean, I just think...
A bit too whiny, though.
I think he's just upset with her for some reason.
Why, though? I mean, obviously we would have to ask him, right? My take is... I mean, obviously... Obviously, his choice words for her don't influence your decisions on whether to keep Dolly's or,
I kind of get where he's coming from. Mm-hmm. Like, I know he's a fan, and I think what upsets him is that he heard a couple of the podcasts at the beginning, and she really didn't say much about the indie, which was what she was supposed to be reporting. So I guess that she came in as an indie expert and didn't really... had of any expertise.
So
I think he got a little upset, and then...
So elitism, right? That's pretty much it.
Yeah.
It's like, how dare you get into my scene?
Yeah, I never knew how she came into your show.
Went to a couple indie shows, and we wanted to expand, because we started off as recap shows.
Mm-hmm.
And I think we had the interview, like, had up 20...
Mm-hmm. How indie? Because, I mean, when I think indie shows, I think of, like, Ring of Honor and stuff like PWG, that.
Well,
right?
She was supposed to do that.
How indie are these
shows?
We
wanted, because we were here in...
more indie than that.
Yeah.
Oh.
Well, let me rephrase it to make it better. She was supposed to be the SoCal indie reporter. Mm. Yeah, that sounds better.
So Lucha Underground and PWG, then?
No. Like AWS, UIPW, Santino's.
Is that the show I went to? Oh, yeah, I did go to
Santino's? Those are all... I thought they just taught people how to wrestle.
No, they actually...
No, they run shows. Obviously they...
I don't think they're running shows now, but they did for a while.
Oh, I didn't know that. I thought they were just training.
Yeah. But, I mean, obviously you need to have them have that live crowd experience.
Yeah, that's why I thought they would lend them to like AWS and promote Vicentino Brothers.
So she was supposed to go to she was going to a lot of different shows, and she was supposed to. So when we found out she was going to a lot of different shows, and we were doing the recap of Raw, Lucha Underground, and so we said, hey, how cool would it be to have like a SoCal indie report scene, like, you know, of local events that have happened over the weekend to give them a little spotlight. And I think what happened was on one specific show, and Ed can correct me if I'm wrong. On one specific show, she didn't have any results. I think you were there.
Okay.
And I think there was no results whatsoever. And I think Ed got a little annoyed because she was, if I can remember exactly, she was supposedly bragging about how she was going to all these shows, yada, 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 but yet she didn't know any of the results.
Okay.
So I think he got upset because he knows what had happened, but she didn't.
Oh,
so.
Well, if that's true, I think I would be upset too.
I think the other thing is, with Ed too, he felt like she was trying to put herself over too much.
Okay.
And he doesn't want to put himself over.
I mean, but
I think
that's one of the reasons why I don't really tend to cover the SoCal scene, because if you look at the fans, most of these fans will post some inane stuff like, oh, any indie show is better than any WWE show, or some dumb post like that. And I'm like, I totally disagree with that, because I mean, yeah, occasionally you'll get like a 5-star indie match, but most of the indie shows you go to, they're learning their craft, you know?
Yeah.
It's not their fault that, you know, they're learning their craft. So, I mean, applause for them, you know, for giving it their best, you know, and for people supporting them, but don't be making these elitist, generalized statements about any indie show is better than that, and then you have these fans that are trying to get themselves over, trying to be friends with the wrestlers, trying to get the wrestlers' attention, and trying to be like, oh, have interactions right in the live match. Let them perform. Just let them do their moves. Don't try to talk to them like, oh, you suck, whatever, and try to, you know, maybe the wrestler appreciate it, you know, but most of the time I just feel like, well, I'm trying to watch a match. I'm not trying to watch you be buddy-buddy with, you know, the heel in the match. That's just my opinion.
There's a lot of psychology missing in SoCal, I guess.
Yeah.
But now, like, after we skipped that, we went into the interview scene, and once again, I think what kind of upset him again is that she was on the interview scene and she didn't ask the guys any questions. So she would book the guests and not ask them questions,
that happened to me. I hate to talk about it, but yeah, like that interview with those guys, forget their name.
The Revelation.
I was dead serious. But okay, the Revelation. I tried interviewing them, and I was thinking, like, you know what? I'll ask them generalized questions, and Dolly should finish, you know, should end it with her asking questions. We literally only had like 15 minutes into the fucking thing, and I told Dolly, okay, Dolly, now it's your turn. You have like this bunch of notes. She looks at me and she's like,
I had to get
old man Bill to come in. I'm like, oh my god, say this, you know, say this, have like a fake.
Well, it also didn't help that, you know, at that interview that they were in gimmick a lot.
Yeah, that also didn't help.
So I would say that would probably come down as the worst.
Starting
podcast.
To sound like then the girl's shy. Then.
No,
I don't think she's shy.
That's how it seems.
Yeah, she might be a little shy, and I don't think she's comfortable enough to like.
Yeah.
Do what she was expected to do. I think it's doing podcasts is not as easy. It takes me a while when we start off to like get into rhythm.
We do one.
No, but I'm saying, like, you know, it takes you a while before you find that rhythm and you feel like, okay, this show's going, you know, you should know, like, okay, this show fucking sucks. Or, this episode's going to suck, because you could tell after a while, like, I don't like the way this is going. And then,
I always go in with the mentality not to expect anything out of it. Yeah, and I always end up having fun at the end.
Yeah. And I think that's what happens is when you do it like the interviews, it kind of gets harder because you don't know, like,
what questions.
If they'll get offended. Okay,
yeah. And then, so I think that's what she kind of depends on me to kind of do it. I mean, which makes sense. It is the Wrestling Guy podcast, but
and you are the wrestling guy,
so even though I don't know a lot about the SoCal scene, so
yeah,
I'm learning.
That's pretty much. I mean, you're learning on the fly, right?
I'm learning about them. I think there's some guests that have been pretty good, though.
Yeah, I mean, like I said, they're all admirable people for actually just going out and pursuing their dreams of pro wrestling.
Because the one that what's that girl we saw? Shotzi Blackheart.
Oh, yeah. She's hot.
Yeah, like that's the first time I saw her in that. What was
she's
it
hot.
Again?
I'm just gonna say
at the ladies' night show.
Yeah, that's the first time I saw her. Mm-hmm. And I was like, wow. Hopefully she makes it to.
And she had made
and
it.
She made it to Tough Enough.
Actually, it's
but
funny
then,
because I think we might be able to get her on a podcast because she just added me on Facebook out of the blue.
Can I be a guest?
Yeah.
I mean, can I be a co-host? I was already a guest.
We have different. We have different co-hosts.
Well,
if you have an opening,
can I also come?
No, I'll cage wrestling.
And what was cool is that after her match, she wasn't behind us, just watching the match, the next match. And I thought that was really cool.
Because that's how it is. That's how the SoCal, that's the positive of the SoCal scene. It's like comedians performing for comedians. Sometimes they're not going to have large crowds, so they're just performing
for
each other.
Thought that was really cool. And then when I saw her and stuff, I was like, oh my God, it's her. Like, damn.
You think, I don't know, I kind of disagree, though, with the wrestler watching the other matches with the crowd.
Mm-hmm. Oh, it wasn't right away. I think it was two matches.
Yeah, because I was gonna say, like, I kind of find it weird because
I think she was for
you
the main
kind
event.
Of break that that.
It was two matches afterwards. Yeah.
You break the kayfabe.
Not because of that, but I just always think maybe I'm old school. I just think like a wrestler should be a wrestler, stay in the back and watch the match.
Then again, she was the good guy. So.
Well, how do you feel about that? Because in this scene, I guess it's kind of a double standard. It's kind of an oxymoron that they expect. You know, they expect interactions between the wrestlers and the fans when they want to.
Yeah.
But when they don't want to, all of a sudden it's like, no, all of you guys don't know about our business, and they're trying to be real private about it. Is there a contradiction? Do you see?
I think there's a lot of contradiction here. I think some wrestlers want you to be friends, and then some want you to just be a fan.
Mm-hmm.
I just think it depends on what's more convenient for them at the time.
Mm-hmm.
I think, you know, if you could do them and it's not just SoCal wrestlers. I think in any wrestling
genre,
if you do them a favor. If you can benefit them, they're all good. If you have no benefit for them, see, I don't believe like hot tub.
Okay.
Like Sean, you know, some people might not want to do, might not want him around, might just want him as a friend because they're like, oh, he's coming to me. He only wants to hang out because he wants me to do the damn hot tub.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's some that probably legitimately like the guy.
Mm-hmm.
I think one of them that legitimately like the guy is like Jack Evans. I think he really likes him. And then there's some wrestlers that I'm sure just don't like him. It's like us, you know. Mm-hmm. There's guys that hate me and won't do the show no matter what, and they go to Wrestling Heads. And then they go to, or they come over here and they'll say, "Wrestling, we didn't like the interview with Wrestling Heads, let's come to you and do the interview."
So
I think it just depends on what benefits.
But I think overall, let's say you had to have either one thing or the other. You think it should just be full-on kayfabe?
Like I think it should be full-on kayfabe.
Back in the day, like no interactions between, you know?
No interaction with the fans. Because at the end of the day, if you become friends with the fan, Why am I gonna go pay to see you?
True.
You know.
And sometimes
I guess I could see that.
But
in a way, it would be cool.
It works either way. I guess it's like a double-edged sword. You could either go see them and help them because you want to support them.
Exactly.
Or
like if Daniel Bryan walked in and he's like, "Hey, let's hang out," be like, and let's start hanging out every day.
I do think there's a difference though. I do think that there's a difference between standing outside the ring before the mat, you know, before the show starts, selling your T-shirts, obviously, right? And then it's like, oh, I'm gonna take a car ride with you to the show, and oh, let's go to the bar and buy some beers afterwards. It's like that's too much, you know.
Like, if you're just, like, okay, here's an example, like, Drew Galloway.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he hangs out. We'll talk, like, hey, how's it going, da-da-da-da.
Mm-hmm.
And if he invites me to a show, hell yeah, I'll go because, you know, I'm going to support him. But, I mean, we're not going to go hang out every time he's here and go have drinks and everything.
Mm-hmm.
But then again, I think it just depends on the fan, too. You know, if you're going to, like, Daniel Bryan.
Yeah,
Daniel Bryan walks in here. He's my favorite wrestler. I'm gonna fucking mark out, and that might be. He might be like, "Fuck that! I don't want to hang out with this." You know, I think that's what it is. I think if you're too much of a mark, you shouldn't be hanging out with the wrestler.
But how can you not be though? I mean, they're in your mind. I think you got heroes. Like they're your like, damn. Honestly, you're what I think wrestling should be.
But think
why
about
wouldn't
it.
You get so
but think
excited?
About it. I met Renee Michelle. I took a photo with Renee Michelle. You don't think I want to be like, hey, Renee, you want to go meet up afterwards? You know?
Yeah, but your intentions are something else. Because it's a girl wrestler.
Yeah, I know, but still. But the thing is that obviously I know, like, no, she has her own fucking life. She's going to fucking go to another town afterwards. She's going to. I think that's what fans don't really get in their head.
Well, I'll go back to Drew, like Drew McIntyre. We went, he came, picked him up from the airport. Okay, like, I could have worn my Bad News Bears shirt, but I was like, I don't want to be at the airport like everybody else on SummerSlam, where everybody's like, oh, this fool's just here to stalk the WWE guys. And I didn't wear the Bad News Bears shirt. Fucking Bad News Barrett is the one that comes out of the fucking plane.
Dang.
So I was fucking pissed. But then I thought to myself, oh, you know, that might have been smart because I don't look like a mark.
Yeah.
So me and Drew go eat breakfast, and we're talking wrestling, but at the same time, we're not talking wrestling. You know, I'm not like, you know, of course, the first question you want to ask him is like, so what happened with 3MB? you know? But I didn't ask him. Like, he came, he voluntarily started talking about his time in WWE.
I wouldn't know how to react in that situation.
And you do kind of, like, when you're driving in the car and there's, you turn to your right and there's Drew McIntyre, there's Tito Santana or something like that, you're like, fuck, I can't believe I'm sitting in the car with Drew McIntyre.
Yeah, like, I probably would be horrible at that because I would still keep talking. I'm pretty sure they get fed up, like, really.
Yeah, and that's why I tell you, like, if you're too much of a mark, then you shouldn't. You know what I mean? I think the wrestler has to distinguish, like, is this guy going to treat me like a normal person or is this guy going to treat me like a wrestler? Mm-hmm. And if you treat him like a wrestler, then I think, you know, that's why I go back to, you shouldn't just hang out with anybody. Because that person is not going to support you. Yeah. Like, I go, like, again, like, you know, like I've heard a bunch. I don't know if it's true, but, like, Sean gets an interview, and sometimes he bugs and bugs some of the wrestlers for interviews, but then he doesn't buy any of the merch.
Wow.
So then you kind of, you know, but then again, it could be the wrestler's fault because...
I mean, then again, I've seen him go to every show.
Yeah.
I'm thinking he has clones of himself because there's times when he's at this one show at 6 p.m. and he's at this one show at 8 p.m. and it's like, what? How you make it so fast? And I heard that he always gets PWG tickets. Yeah. Like, not even famous actors could get PWG tickets consecutively.
So I just think it's cool that you hang out, but I think you should just keep it to a certain extent. Like, like I said, I don't think I'll be hanging, you know. Yeah. Like, Chris Masters, he'll come, he'll hang out, we'll talk, yada, yada. Have lunch with my...
Yeah, he
went to have
me
lunch with my wife.
Yeah, Ruby Tuesdays or something.
But I'm not going to...
Are Rubio's?
Yeah, Rubio's. Yeah,
Rubio's.
But everybody wants some tacos, go to Rubio's and Pico. But no, you know, we're not going to go out and grab some beer, you know, because we kind of keep it, like, to a certain extent.
He needs to watch
it. So it's like that.
Yeah. I mean, I'm sure if he wanted to, he could be like, hey, Dave, let's go...
So it's like that cousin you only see on holidays.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think that's
cool, but I mean, if he overstays his welcome, you're like, okay.
Yeah. Okay, yeah. And I think a lot of wrestling fans overstay their welcome, but then they take advantage of the wrestler. And,
yeah.
And you got to pay your dues.
Yeah, unfortunately, you got to pay your dues. Well, how do you feel about an echo effect? You know, a certain individual will say something and then the fans leech on.
There's no, in wrestling, there's no leaders. Everybody's a follower, unfortunately. I don't think anybody, like, leads. I think everybody, and I'm guilty of it, too.
Yeah.
So I think we just you don't want to piss off certain people, and you should. It shouldn't matter who you piss off. Mm-hmm. So, like, for example, me, I don't give a fuck what promoter gets pissed off at me now. I really don't, you know. Mm-hmm. There's certain promoters that don't like me, and there's certain promoters that like me, and there's certain promoters that don't like the questions I ask them. You know, I'm going to ask it anyway.
Well, I mean, it's true. I mean, at the end of the day, they're not paying your bills. They're not paying your store. Exactly. They're not going to help you get on top. They're looking out for themselves.
Yeah. So,
exactly. And you know why they don't want the questions? Because they don't want the truth.
Yeah, a lot of people have stuff to hide. And there's certain wrestlers and certain fans that don't want to piss them off because there's certain things, you know. I understand the wrestler's perspective, which is, you know, why are you going to talk bad about a promoter? There goes your booking for that weekend, you know. They might not book you anymore. Or, you know, the fans, I can't get free tickets anymore. I can't get a hookup at the discount or whatever. Mm-hmm. But then,
I mean,
that's why I go to shows, but
it's like,
I know. I'm going to piss somebody off.
Okay, go ahead.
I'm probably going to piss somebody off here today.
No one watches this.
Watch with my luck. You're going to get like 100 viewers today.
Let's hope.
No, you know what? There's I go back to the promoters that try to tell you which company you can and cannot work for. You know, what promoter has the right? You're not fucking Vince McMahon.
Yeah.
You know, you're not paying these guys $100,000, $1 million. So what right do you have to tell this guy, what right do I have if you both wrestle for me, and I'm a promoter, and you want to go work, well, let's bring him up. Shout out to the Butcher. But let's say Butcher has his own wrestling company, and just because me and him don't get along, and let's say we split up, what right do I have to tell you, hey, don't go over there and work for him? Even if the shows are on the same day, if he's paying you 10 extra dollars,
why should I
stop you from making a better living for yourself?
You're going to offer me 20.
Yeah, then that's what I'm saying. Then I should open up my wallet and say, hey, don't go work for him. I'm going to give you $20 more. But they don't want that. They want you to be
loyal.
Well, 20 bucks, 30 bucks, 40 bucks is not loyal for me to take those bumps.
Look how well that turned out for half of the TNA roster.
Yeah.
They all left. The originals. Yeah. They all left, basically.
It's like a wise man once said, you can either make friends in this business,
or you can make money.
There you go.
There you go. That's about, I wonder who that wise man is.
I don't know.
He has a belt right now. But I don't know. I mean, he's just about saying these crazy ideas, right? Because, I mean, it didn't work out so well for him.
It didn't work out for him.
Yeah.
But it's the truth. You know, no one has a right to tell you who you can and cannot work for.
Exactly.
No one has a right to tell you what you can and cannot do. So when people try to tell you, you know, it takes a while because you're trying, when you start off a podcast and you're trying to get local talent and yada, 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 you're trying to, like, make sure you don't step on anybody's toes.
Mm.
And, you know, so you do kind of give in to what they, to certain people's requests. But after a while, you're like, fuck it. It's my show. I do whatever the fuck I want.
Yeah.
It's like you guys. You know, you do whatever the fuck you want.
Exactly. Yeah.
But then again, we're nobody.
Everybody's a nobody.
We didn't pay our dues. But here's the thing. It's a simple fact. I don't hide from the flat out truth. I was inspired by Artie Reynolds and Blake Braxton, the WrestleCrap Radio, to do this podcast, right? They actually are more fans than wrestlers, but they have gotten inside the ring. Still, though, I guess under their guidelines, they would qualify as being people in the business that could qualify for the podcast.
Right.
But I'm sorry. This is America. We're entitled to our opinion. Yeah. We're entitled to say whatever the fuck
we want. I was inspired of doing this by some guy called the Solo Monster. I don't know if you guys heard him.
Solo Monster?
Oh, yeah. Monster, remember?
On YouTube, yeah.
I used to hear him all the time, and I don't think he's ever had a wrestling background. Exactly. He's gotten interviews now because he became famous, and he was just a fan.
There you go.
So you see, I mean...
I think everybody...
So what does that mean? Does that mean he didn't pay his dues?
What's his name? That's retarded. Sam Roberts?
Sam Roberts?
It doesn't look like he ever stepped in the ring.
Yeah, he never stepped in the ring neither.
Also,
so,
what culture guys?
Yeah. You know what I think, honestly?
So, like, all those guys...
For me, it was, well, when I was a kid, you guys, right, because I'm older than you guys, there was a, you know, DirecTV now?
Yeah.
You know how you have
the black box?
Cable? Okay, yeah. Well, I was, yeah. Well, you had cable.
Yeah.
And instead of the guide where you kind of flip and scroll.
You got to go to the channel where.
Well, no, they had a guide, but the guide would go up.
Yeah.
So it would scroll up.
Yeah,
so
well,
like if you wanted
channel,
to see
right?
TV, yeah. If you wanted channel. To see, yeah. And if you wanted to see a TV show, you had to wait till the fucking thing scrolled back up.
Yeah, that was I think channel 1 or channel 1.
Yeah,
for me it was 24,
like
I think.
So
yeah.
They had a show on there, and if Butcher was here, he'd tell you more about it.
Yeah,
it was called Dynamite. It was the Dynamite D Wrestling Show or something like that. Every fucking Sunday evening, it would be on, and I heard it, and I would sit there on my bed. Leaving the channel playing, and you would hear Dynamite D interview wrestlers, or kind of like what the dirt sheets are now.
Yeah.
So when I was small, I was like, oh, I would love to do a wrestling show.
How old were you?
Probably like 11, 12. Oh. I was like, I could do a wrestling show. But then I forgot about it, so then the internet became big. And then you had all the dirt sheets coming up, Lords of Pain and No DQ. So I said, oh, let me start a little dirt sheet page. But then I saw like, everybody fucking copy and paste, copy, paste, copy, paste, copy, paste. So I was like, I don't want to do that shit no more. So it's kind of like, so the same thing with the store. I went to Swap Meet, I saw, you know, I was like, oh, I could do this wrestling. I could do a wrestling store, make it work.
Nice.
And of course. And then when the podcast, I heard the same thing. I heard somebody else do it. I said, if they can do it, I can do it. I go, Dynamite D did it,
okay.
I can do it.
Not to put you on the spot or anything, but who did you hear and you didn't like how their format was that made you want to do yours?
It was the Wrestling Heads Radio. I mean, they don't do a bad job. I just sat, they interviewed me, they were the first podcast to get me on, and that was awesome. And I just thought I could do it differently. And I heard them, it wasn't the format they had, it was the interviews they had. Mm-hmm. They did a lot of interviews with like the Ring of Honor and like PWG guys.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay, but sometimes, you know, it's like I said, sometimes you can interview, sometimes you can't. There's times where I can't. I still feel like I stuck at that interview and whatever.
I mean,
but then when I heard some, there was one, I can't remember who it was they were specifically interviewing. And I didn't like the way the interview came across.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, well, I can do it. I can try it and I'll do it better. And that's when I said, we're going to flip the format.
Mm-hmm.
And try it. And then I wanted to give like a lot of the, because Butcher was a SoCal wrestler and the Santinos were starting to work with us and AWS, I said, well, we can spotlight the SoCal wrestlers. And,
okay.
And it worked. So
do you regret doing that? Yes or no?
The switch of the format?
The switch of the format and in general, just kind of dipping your toes into the SoCal scene.
I regret it with because I regret only. How do I say? I don't regret it. I just hate the shit talkers. Okay. That's it. Because,
yeah,
you know, there's a lot of shit talkers. Mm-hmm. Everybody thinks they know it all. Everybody thinks the pod. Everybody has an opinion of how a podcast should go. Mm-hmm. And even like me, if I don't like wrestling heads, if I don't like Pipe Bomb, or if I don't like my podcast, then get up and go do your own fucking podcast.
But they can because they haven't paid their dues.
They haven't paid their dues.
But that's the thing. I mean, if these people that say that that you need to be a part of the business, I mean, they could just type in wrestling podcast on Google and see all the results. And I want
them to... Isn't there 1,000 of them on Podomatic or something?
On Podomatic alone, there's like 70
Some
grand.
Some of them even get awards for it.
Exactly.
They get paid actual money.
So
I got 30 cents.
Please do me the favor then of messaging them and telling them, informing them that they need to pay their dues before they're able to give an opinion in this business.
I think everybody, you know, they have to realize it's like everybody's realized the internet is kind of taking over. So, you know, everybody's going to have a mic. Everybody's going to have a keyboard. Everybody's going to have. So, like I tell you, a lot of people that talk shit, they're behind a keyboard.
Sure.
The people that talk shit were behind microphones. No one does face to face anymore. I don't have a problem with anybody in particular. I'm just saying, like, you know, if you have a problem, you think you could do better. Like I said, if you think you can do better than me, I'm all for it. Do it. Do it. You know, if you think you can conduct better interviews, do it. My thing is, like, for example, you have an Eli Everfly, and whatever people think of him, he's a talented wrestler, and he has nowhere to be showcased because people weren't giving him that chance to get on the mic and express himself. People don't know why he was actually trying to get himself heat, which was smart. You know, you know how it goes in wrestling. If you're the most hated guy, everybody's going to pay to see you get your ass beat. So he used a smart route to do it. But where was he going to fucking tell everybody, this is why I'm the way I am, you know, if you don't take the time? So it's kind of like everybody bitches about PWG doesn't use no local talent. But the same people bitching that PWG doesn't use the local talent won't have these local talents on the podcast. So then you got it sooner or later, somebody steps up. So like I said, if somebody thinks they can interview Eli better or Douglas better or Ray's or whoever better, go for it. As long as these guys have somewhere to showcase themselves. I don't care. No one should hate on nobody. I shouldn't hate on you guys because you guys have a podcast. You shouldn't hate on me. We can say
we're better.
Different, of course. You should be trying to be better. You know, it's like baseball. It's like I used to tell people, if you play baseball just to be a baseball team, or you just playing basketball just to be a basketball team, then get the fuck out of the sport. You know, if you're a podcast,
you're gonna want to win championships every year.
And if you want, of course, you want to be the number one podcast. But there ain't no number one podcast except I think Stone Cold.
Because it's all opinions. It's all fucking opinions, you know? So there can't be a number one podcast.
There's no way. You know, everybody's in the thing to get viewers. And if let's be real. I mean, you want somebody to listen to the fucking podcast except yourself, of course. But we make fun of it all the time. Look at how you say there's negative 5 listeners. You know?
I mean, sometimes you got to say that so you could feel.
Here's the thing.
I'm saying it's you should have fun. But at the same time, of course, in the back of your mind, I'm like...
Because you know what's the funniest part?
Somebody listening.
The people that criticize you the most are the ones that are watching you right now.
Does Vince Russo have a podcast?
Vince Russo has a podcast.
He has a bunch of dumb ideas. I mean, he has good ideas also. So does that mean his dumb ideas are good because he's had paid his dues and all that?
No.
Like, no, right? It's just an opinion.
That's all it
is. I don't want to see a... flag match.
Exactly. That's the thing. Like, there's a lot of people. I mean, I'm not in anyone in particular, but there's a lot of people that have been in this business for 10 years. They're not going anywhere. Maybe because they're too rooted somewhere. That's it, you know. But does that mean that their opinion is more valid than mine?
No.
There's some people that are going to agree with this person. There's some people that are going to.
But I think a lot of promoters now, and this is not. Bart is not one, at least I can say that. But. They want to get themselves over more than anything else, and you can't do that, you know. And so you have people that just think they're a peer and they're not a peer. They think they're WWE when they're not WWE. They're more not even TNA. You know,
they're swami.
They're like that free show you go to, but that has no television, nothing. You know what I mean? And, you know, I can give credit to, like, Santino Bros. You know, they're putting in a lot of work. They are training guys. They're trying to get them in there. They're now at Lucha Underground. Mm-hmm. You know, it's not everybody can get on TV. And then you got AWS, who has had a lot of the guys. I mean, I was looking through the history of the DVDs, and you have, like, Daniel Bryan. They've had Tyler Breeze. Mm-hmm. They've had all these.
Bailey.
Yeah, Bailey. So then you kind of go, okay, you've had something. Mm-hmm. You built it from here to here. But I don't think when you're a promotion that's starting and you decide, oh, I'm going to spend $600, $800, $1,000 to bring one big name in, what fun is that, you know? Mm-hmm. You can spend it on bringing a talent that maybe has a big following. Like I said, AWS, they knew Bryan Danielson had a big following at the time. Mm-hmm. Maybe they said, oh, let's bring him in.
Didn't they bring Willie Mack last season?
Yeah, Willie Mack. He was the champion.
Yeah. So that's what I'm saying. You could do stuff like that, but a lot of, and then there's promoters that want to bring that, spend $1,000 on a certain talent to put the show over, but then you forget about the local talent that's around the, like, exactly. You know, John Allen said, you forget about those local talents. Yeah. So then these guys that are busting their ass off to become wrestlers, they're...
You're telling me, like, when Vince brings in The Rock just to, put over WrestleMania, and so, then,
which is ironic.
That's the same thing that happens here.
Exactly, because that's what they don't see. You know what I mean? A lot of the problems that people like to criticize WWE about are some problems that you see reflected upon at the local scene as well. I mean, the whole double standards thing. Yeah. You know, you can't be like, wrestlers can't be like this on Twitter, but they still want to interact friendly with the fans. And also the fact that they bring another outside talent in order to
their show.
Yeah. And even the whole pay your dues things. You could easily rework that pay your dues thing into the brass ring argument.
Yeah. It's the same thing. Yes. It's the same thing. And what was that word that Vince McMahon messed up? Because I'm going to lead you into your next segue.
Okay.
What's that word that Vince said something yesterday?
Escort?
No, he fucked up on something because he missed a word.
They bleeped him, right?
Last question. Yeah, you're a big baseball fan. You're a big baseball fan.
Which, by the way, we beat the Dodgers yesterday.
Well, because I told you.
You don't like the Dodgers? What do you like?
I like the Indians. So he's used to he doesn't care about the viewers. He's used to no expectations.
I don't like the Dodgers neither.
But I'm gonna wear when the Dodgers win the World Series, I'm gonna wear a Cleveland Indians jacket and
they're gonna
like
kick
that,
your ass.
Like that. Yeah. Like that one girl that graduated and wore a Mexico.
Yeah, there you go. He's trying to start the whole political.
Go ahead.
No, but really.
Vote for Hillary.
Go ahead. Oh God. Really? Would you ever consider doing a baseball podcast?
Oh hell yeah.
What about Bernie?
I don't like Bernie Sanders.
I don't know. Too old. He's too old.
It's his hair.
I like Hillary for some reason. No, see, now you're gonna get political. I would love to do a baseball podcast.
Okay.
But that's like talking politics. Mm. And look at you. Baseball is like talking politics and religion, man. You'll never win that argument.
No, because my team's better.
Cleveland could be 95-6.
Yeah.
And the Dodgers can be 75-75.
Yeah.
Whatever. And people will still say the Dodgers are better than the Indians. So I'm like. You can't argue with Dodger fans. There you go.
Yep.
You can't argue with Dodger fans. You can't argue with Yankee fans. Unfortunately, or Red Sox fans. Because no matter what, those three teams will never, ever, the fans will never be wrong. The only thing I can say about the Dodgers, though, is they got some fucking horrible fans. Not all the fans. Mm. But they got those fucking horrible fans. The girls, the young girls, that don't know who's Ethier and don't know which one's fucking Crawford.
Yeah, I've seen that meme.
Yeah,
the Dodger fan starter pack, and she has like a Kemp shirt.
Yeah,
even
though Kemp's been in San Diego for a year already, 2 years,
years already. Yeah,
and then politics. Yeah, I like Hillary. I wouldn't vote for. I like Bert. Hey, you gotta admit though, there's a chance of a WWE Hall of Famer becoming president. So
Donald Trump,
but. I was watching. Did you watch the debates? You watched the debates
yesterday?
Yeah. No, not really.
Did you watch the one with Hillary and Bernie?
Yeah. I usually don't vote.
Bernie schooled Hillary.
Actually, no, I never vote. I don't know why I say usually.
They both were good. Bernie did. I think Bernie was stronger.
Yeah.
But I think they both looked presidential. Mm-hmm. And I think if you put them against Donald Trump, Donald Trump's fucked.
Yeah.
Because these two made him look so fucking.
Yeah.
He looks. He's not going to be able to pull what he does with the Republicans once that's one-on-one. Mm.
Which is that's why the Republican Party wants to get him out of the way.
Yeah, because they know he can't debate.
He's not gonna win.
He's not gonna beat Hillary. Yeah. He's not gonna beat Bernie. So. Are you going for Bernie Sanders?
If it happens, I wouldn't mind him.
Are you? You must be a Bernie Sanders guy.
I feel the burn.
But I don't vote. I never vote. I always feel like my opinion doesn't matter. Well, basically what the wrestling community thinks about. But
I don't vote in the wrestling polls.
Then again, I've never run for office, so I can't really opinionate.
You can't.
I haven't paid my presidential dues.
Damn, they should cancel like Hardball on MSNBC and
right.
Because they all have good ideas.
They should cancel
Rachel
Maddow.
Some of them have good ideas.
They should cancel Hannity.
Yeah.
From Fox News. I hate that fucker, by the way. But I'll let you guys go ahead and
do
the recap.
Okay, but before you go to the back and do your private stuff, what you thought of Raw? Just give it a grade.
No, you can stay with us.
I think it is an A-.
He'll interject.
A B. I give it a B.
You give it a B?
Okay. It didn't feel like 3 hours yesterday.
Yeah.
But before we get into Raw recap, that's all you have to get off your chest?
Is there anything else?
That's it? You don't want to... I mean, because I saw that post. If I'm thirsty, I'll drink something. If I'm hungry, I'll eat something. And if I have something to say, I'll say it. So, here it is.
Shoot, cowboy.
You know, here's my problem. I'll shoot, and then you can figure out what promoter it is.
Here's the gun.
Here's the gun. There's certain promoters that put themselves over instead of the product, like I said earlier, and then they don't put over their show. They're worried about themselves. I see pictures of, here I am, here's this, here's that, here's this, and that, and da-da-da. And same fucking promoters that put themselves over and make themselves look like they're big spenders, can't even pay the fucking big spenders. They can't pay their talent to appear on the show. They can't even pay for a fucking shirt they got for free. So before you start shooting on me for certain shit, because I was the one that invited them on the show originally, they didn't want them on the show originally, and I'm the one that went to bat for them and talking shit about me and talking shit about this and that and the podcast and all that and here and there. Maybe you should worry about putting your show over before you put over yourself. And maybe you should pay your talent. And maybe you should actually fucking pay
for a shirt.
For a fucking shirt instead of trying to exchange it when it's fucking free. But you can figure out who I'm talking about. Maybe when I go to Florida, I'm going to go visit Florida Championship Wrestling.
Okay.
You know, I heard they run pretty – or they're in San Diego.
No, I think they were Florida.
Are they in Florida?
Yeah.
Okay. I thought there was one in San Diego.
Probably.
All right.
So, Raw opened up with Shane McMahon. Alex, you're awestruck right now.
Yeah. He looked okay. When he was throwing the punches, it seemed...
Against the security guards?
Yeah, against the security guards. It looked kind of... I don't know. He was throwing them pretty weird. But then again, I mean, I'm no boxer or anything. I don't know.
No, Shane is known for throwing awkward punches. I don't know if you remember the feud with Orton when Orton was attacking all the McMahons and Shane McMahon had came out to defend Stephanie. He was throwing some really awkward punches at that point.
Yeah, because I mean, the first one looked okay, but then he just kept going. They started to look more awkward the more he continued. I mean, the kicks looked fine, I guess. Just reminded me of Batista when. I think the last time he came back, he was kicking too.
Yeah. So obviously, I don't think are we running late, Alex? Do we have to be somewhere?
No.
Okay. Oh yeah. I guess we'll just cover
the highlights of Raw because I mean it was a better Raw than in recent memory because I mean a majority of the Raws that have been passing have been Like I always say, it's just background noise now. But this time, not so much.
Mm-mm. It felt like Raw from 2002, I guess.
Like, I know Owens and Neville, we've seen it, like, so many times. But, I mean, every time they go out there, they...
excellent
yeah,
match.
Yeah, and it was an excellent match. And then Sami Zayn came out, and that was amazing.
I'm so glad they're going with that. It seems like they're listening to fans finally because we're getting... we're getting Kevin Owens against Sami Zayn for the IC title. And
Maybe.
Well, they haven't announced it.
They haven't announced it. For all you know, they just did that because it was in Chicago and they didn't want people to chant CM Punk.
Which there was a CM Punk chant.
Or Deep Dish Pizza or something like that.
Well, the Deep Dish Pizza is more over than half the roster, Alex. So, And Mark Henry ate the pizza afterwards.
That was another good moment. Mm. What was also good.
Where are they going with this whole Arch and Goldust thing?
I don't know. I don't even know who's...
facing who's you?
I don't know who's challenging the Usos, because I thought this whole Y2 AJ... Oh, that was a good match, by the way.
That was an excellent match.
It was a good... That's another good thing about the show. That was a good match. I didn't think Chris Jericho was going to turn heel.
Especially after the shirt after AJ.
Yeah, came. Y2 AJ. And, I mean, I think the shirt even sold out that night. And then just so it could... It was like a one-day thing. It was faster than the Daniel Bryan turn when he joined the Wyatts. That was like, what, 2 weeks at least?
Yeah.
When he joined the Wyatts.
Oh, my God. It sold out. Oh. WWE knows how to make that money, right? So, pretty much, all those people that bought that shirt automatically are going to see Chris Jericho as a heel now. Because it's like, hey, what the
heck? Then again, I guess it's a good way to get heel. Because...
they literally spent money, you know?
Yeah, like, what the hell? I just bought this shirt, and now he's kicking AJ's ass? Like, what the hell?
That's so awesome.
Yeah, that was another good highlight.
Sasha and Becky Lynch teamed up, which, going back to the whole thing that you're getting what you want, Sasha and Becky Lynch teamed up against Tamina and Naomi, right? And pretty much they're going to set up a triple threat match against Charlotte because Charlotte interfered on SmackDown.
Who won in that match? I didn't even pay
attention. It was Sasha. Sasha made Naomi tap out.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah, you see, that was one of the down lows for me in the show because, I mean, didn't they get a win over them in the pay-per-view also? And then, like, the Raw right after?
Yeah. So, I mean, it's not making any sense because it looked like they were going to interfere with each other.
Sorry about that. Mm-hmm. I got you right now. How much is your
benefit? Since... live TV, folks.
Live TV.
I'm recording live from the rest of it.
Yeah. Live TV. So, yeah, this is my store. I run it.
No.
You can edit it out.
Yeah. We'll clean that up.
We'll clean that up.
Okay. But, yeah, I mean, once again, we're going to that whole idea that people wanted the triple threat match. Here's my thing, though. Where's Paige? Paige should be in that.
No, because then it'll be a fatal four-way, and I think... It's like what every year, it's always either a tag match, a battle royale. If anything, I didn't even want it to be a triple threat match.
You wanted it just to be Sasha?
Yeah, Sasha versus Charlotte or Becky versus Charlotte. Either way.
I mean, obviously they were not gonna leave Sasha out of that.
Because I don't think the whole triple threat thing is really necessary. Because most likely there's gonna be another triple threat on the show.
I mean, but the thing is that the triple threat match, I figure they want to recreate. Was it Takeover Unstoppable? That's when they had
the one with Bayley also. Fatal Four Way.
Oh, it was a Fatal Four Way.
Yeah.
Then there you go. Why not?
But you see, even that match was, I mean, it was okay, but it wasn't. It wasn't the Sasha Charlotte match or the Bayley Sasha match.
I feel that was a match that made Becky Lynch, though.
Not really. The match that I think made Becky Lynch was Becky versus Sasha.
Singles.
Where at the end they cheered for her and they actually sang her song while she was pretending to be sad.
Yeah.
Unless she was actually sad. Who knows? I mean, I doubt it.
Yeah.
But that. To me, that's when Becky was like, okay, she's main event. Well, for the Divas.
I just feel that Paige is being CM Punk, I guess. I don't know. You get me? Like, she's being forgotten about. That's, you know, how Punk was kind of forgotten about after he lost to Taker. It's like he just became, you know, background noise.
It's because I think she's more over than Charlotte and Becky. I don't think she's as... No, who knows? Maybe she's more over than Sasha. Maybe not so much anymore, but...
I mean, I could see the reasons why they probably want to leave her out, which are real unnerving to me, because you heard that she got a concussion, right?
Paige?
Yeah.
She did?
She received a concussion back in December, and that's why she was off TV for a while, and it's like, she's real young, dude. She's like.
So is she going to retire now, too?
No, that's the thing. No, it's not that. No, but it plays into that. I mean, this is her first concussion, and she's so young. She has, like, a long career ahead of her. She keeps wrestling.
Then again, who knows? Maybe she's had concussions before and has hidden it.
See, I don't want to hear this because I don't want to hear fucking Paige retire.
You know? I mean, look at Randy Orton. He has like a concussion every time he comes back, and at least for that reason.
It's those voices in his head. They keep telling him. No,
RKO.
I mean, regardless, I do think that whatever happens in that triple threat, you know, I just hope that they don't forget that they have, like, this roster stack with, like, women that, you know.
But do they have a roster stack with women?
I mean, right now...
They have Tamina, but, I mean, they don't let her really do much. I mean, I'm not saying she's also like, oh, my God, the second coming or something. Mm-hmm. But, I mean, they don't really let her go out on her own. She's always, I think, been tagged with someone, like, mm-hmm. partnered up. I mean, Naomi, she could only... Sure, it looks flashy when she does that.
Unfortunately, she lost. I think she lost her chance.
Yeah, she looks flashy when she does the splits and when she does that butt thing. But other than that, it's like...
when she does anything related.
She's like Alicia Fox. It's just flashy.
There you go. What happened to Alicia Fox? Like, right now, I don't know what they're doing with Alicia Fox. I don't know what they're doing with Paige. I don't know what they're doing with Natty.
Yeah, if anything, Brie got more over recently.
Exactly. And why? I mean, because Daniel Bryan retired and because Nikki's injured?
Yeah, it is because of that, but I mean, you do feel sympathy for her.
And why did Alicia Fox just distance herself from Brie? I thought they were Team Bella, even with Nikki being injured.
Because they're not heel anymore. They're face.
It makes no sense. And that's the thing I don't like. Concerning Divas, or maybe even certain people on the mid-card, literally we're not going to hear from Alicia Fox until like eight months later, and then we're just going to see her randomly... being a heel
with a new haircut, attacking Brie,
jobbing to Bailey or something, you know, like Bailey.
Well,
like,
I mean that wouldn't be a bad scenario. She's jobbing to Bailey. That means Bailey's going over. So. Yeah.
I mean, given that's the thing. Given the fact how big Bailey is, I don't know if they're gonna move her up the card already. I mean, it looks like, in my opinion, it looks like Asuka's gonna get the title from her. Seems like they're setting that up.
Yeah, it seems that way.
And then Asuka's just going to be fighting like crazy amount of female.
Oh, what do you think about Roadblock? I think the card is way better than the WrestleMania.
Yeah, card. Yeah.
Yeah, it's
Ambrose
versus Triple H
for the title.
Lesnar versus Wyatt. Yeah.
Should be the Mania match actually.
Owens versus AJ, the IC title.
Owens versus AJ?
Well, that's what it was originally advertised. I don't know if they changed it.
I mean, I could see that.
I think it's called The Revival? No, not The Revival. Damn it.
Which one?
Oh, that tag team in NXT.
The Ascension.
No, not The Ascension. It kind of reminds me of Arn Anderson.
Yeah, Scott.
Yeah. Scott Dawson and...
Dashwood.
Dash Wilder. Versus Colin Cassidy and Enzo Amore.
Yeah, which in NXT
I think finally they're gonna get him. Yeah, Enzo's gonna win.
Let's hope.
What else?
I haven't seen.
I think the Dudleys are also advertised versus the Usos. That could be fun.
That should prove to be a good thing. I do think that. I mean, me being optimistic about the card, I could easily see. I can easily see the Wyatts winning through not winning, but just DQ finish through inconspicuous means, right? You know, the whole Wyatt family gets in, they beat up Lesnar.
And they all get F5s at the end?
No, Lesnar just gets beaten up. So you have this establishment of like, oh shit, Lesnar could actually lose to Wyatt.
Yeah, but why would he get beat up if he's not going to get a match? If they're not going to get a match at Mania.
That's the thing. Wyatt, as of right now, has no match set for Mania. So you could get Lesnar against Wyatt at a rematch at WrestleMania conclusion, have another stipulation put in, right, that, okay, that this is it, this is going to be the end of the feud. That leaves Lesnar out. Ambrose could win the title from Triple H, and obviously that sets up that triple threat with Triple H, Dean Ambrose, and Roman Reigns.
Oh, but then again, it goes back to, I don't want a triple threat.
Because that's what main event in Mania the previous year.
Yeah, it's... You're basically...
Well, technically, last year wasn't really a triple threat. It became a triple threat halfway through, but they did announce it as a triple threat, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah,
But, I say but on a lot.
But, it's okay.
I was going to say it again.
I mean, because you say, what are my thoughts on Roadblock? The card for Roadblock looks strong, but I just think it's just a minor detour. That's what they should call it, a detour, because they're... kind of swerving us, they think this is going to happen.
Well, yeah, it's a roadblock.
Yeah. I actually do like that thing, you know?
It's a better card because it makes more sense because Ambrose and Lesnar, I mean, I guess it makes sense why they're fighting each other, but not as much as Wyatt and Lesnar.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, I understand why Reigns and Triple H are fighting. I mean, booking wise, it's the best decision. Mm-hmm. Selfishly, I wouldn't want that. I don't want Reigns to win. I don't want him to be established as the top star, because in my eyes, he's not the top star. Mm. I'm not saying Ambrose is the top star neither. I mean, but I would rather Ambrose have the title than Reigns.
How do you feel about Ambrose winning the title from Triple H, but Reigns turning heel to win it at Mania and closing the show as a heel at Mania? And
horrible booking, because in Reigns and Triple H shouldn't be for the title. They should just be for their egos or whatever.
Which is what I've always said.
Yeah, and I think Lesnar and Ambrose for the title would be good, because since it's a street fight, Lesnar doesn't have to win. And if Ambrose were to win, people could still say, well, it was a street fight. He didn't really beat him wrestling-wise. He beat him using weapons and stuff like that.
How would you feel about... I mean, they should not do this, but I'm just playing out like random scenarios in my head. How do you feel about Lesnar helping Shane win?
Horrible. Yeah, I wouldn't like that. Another thing, the whole Shane and Undertaker, I don't know. I mean,
it's a really weird match.
And I don't even know why they have this match. To be honest, Shane could have easily fought somebody that. That Vince handpicked, not that's not the Undertaker, because I mean.
I'm thinking they should have gone with, Braun Strowman against Shane.
Yeah, since Vince is really high on Strowman for some reason, they could have picked him. I mean,
yeah, maybe Vince doesn't want Shane to die, you know.
But then again, you see, I don't know. This WrestleMania card is.
It's really weird.
It's out of whack. It's like Sunday you just woke up, somebody woke him in. Just said, you know what, I'm just going to write these names, and whatever's next to each other, those are the matches.
which, I mean, when you get to the main event scene, that's what you get out of it, right? I still do think that the card from, like, you know, the Divas match, and the rumored IC title match, I don't know if that's what's actually...
What, Owens and AJ?
No, Zayn.
Oh. I think a roadblock, it is Owens and AJ, and... Jericho's going to screw AJ.
Exactly.
Setting up the match.
AJ versus Jericho.
Yeah, and come Monday, they're going to have like a little tournament or battle royale, or maybe a number one contender's fatal four-way or whatever.
And Zayn.
And Zayn's going to win it.
Mm-hmm. Which, unfortunately, that leaves out who the challenger is going to be at NXT Dallas. Because obviously it's going to be Joe, you know. Why else would Zayn be at Raw?
But NXT Dallas is Zayn versus Shinsuke. So obviously.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
That's weird.
You forgot?
Yeah, no.
Yeah, yeah. So obviously it makes sense because you see Zayn's going to lose to Nakamura.
Yeah.
And then the next night he's going to beat Owens.
Okay.
Because I doubt it, he'll lose twice.
Yeah, no, because I was thinking who's the number one contender, because right now there's
still. It's Joe. Joe's the number one contender. No,
definite, right? Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, because...
And I think he's going to be Balor.
Okay. You think he's going to be Balor?
Yeah, I mean, that's the only... I mean, why would he face him again? They usually don't do that in NXT, like...
Mm-hmm. True. I don't know. I would want Balor...
And if they did do it again, it would be like a triple threat, adding somebody else.
Mm-hmm. How do you feel about Joe using Balor's old Bullet Club buddies to interfere and cost him the match? Because... What they're saying now is that due to, like, you know how Balor's new shirt says
Bulletproof?
Yeah. That maybe, you know, it could be the name of the stable. It could be a shot at, you know, against them. Maybe he's going to be in opposition to them or something.
No, I think Balor's going to lose.
Mm-hmm.
And then the next night, that famous Raw, I think the Bulletproof or Balor Club's going to debut. Mm-hmm.
Or Bullet Club, imagine. Because, I mean, I heard that there's still Bullet Club because Tama Tonga. And...
They're going to go against New Day. Likely, because New Day's gonna turn face.
That's another thing. Are New Day's face or heels?
I think we saw the last time they're heels. They're turning face because they're gonna feud against the League of Nations.
Mm. And what's going on with the League of Nations?
Like, I don't know. Wade Barrett's leaving, which is sad.
Mm-hmm. Which.
But then again, they didn't treat him good. I mean, if he leaves and he becomes successful at Ring of Honor or. New Japan, who knows? Maybe he goes to Lucha Underground too, and be successful there. I hope it goes good for him.
Yeah, because I don't think he's been in the main event since what?
Yeah, where's McIntyre? McIntyre's Oh, he's in TNA, huh?
He's in TNA.
Oh, no. Hopefully Wade Barrett doesn't go to TNA.
Well, have you heard that rumor that TNA supposed to be for sale?
Again?
Yeah, there you go. They always
When isn't it on sale? I don't know. I stopped considering TNA a wrestling promotion. If anything, Lucha Underground's more of a promotion.
Mm. Okay.
At TNA, yeah. I mean, they have good talent. I'm not taking away anything from them, but, I mean, whatever. Doesn't matter.
I get you. Closing thoughts?
Good show. Hopefully we could get another interview with David later on down the road when more stuff develops. For all his, his... these promoters...
Disputes, I guess.
Yeah, disputes he's having with. Hopefully, hopefully the promoters or the wrestlers could come to realize that at the end of the day, we're all fans. I mean, they got into it because they were fans. I mean, sure, they became a bigger thing than what... I mean, because I'm just a fan right now with, I guess, a fan podcast, whatever. Mm. But, I mean, those promoters, they could say, oh, I'm a promoter with a podcast. Yeah, I guess, but at the end of the day, I'm pretty sure that promoter started off on nothing.
It's like you said... Not that I'm making comparisons, but, you know, some of these promoters could have ideas that are, I guess, as bad as Russo's worst ideas, right?
Yeah, does that mean all of Russo's ideas are gold? Because, I mean, he's paid his dues and stuff like that? No, it doesn't.
Exactly.
You know, even Jim Cornette doesn't have a good idea sometimes.
No, the Lucha Underground criticism.
Yeah, like...
There you go. Not everyone's perfect. Not everyone's perfect. But everyone's entitled to their own opinion, you know. That's pretty much the closing statement that I like to say.
The only one I think who hasn't had bad ideas is Heyman.
he doesn't have bad ideas, but he doesn't know how to manage.
Oh, finance them? Oh,
yeah.
Well, that is strong.
That's his only bad thing. But yeah, I do think that everyone's entitled to their opinion, and good or bad, but in the end. We're all fans.
It doesn't even matter.
Yeah, there you go.
Linkin Park.
We're all fans of this, and you know, when we come to these disagreements and we don't agree upon something.
Closing thoughts, David.
Closing thoughts, because we're already
wrestling guy rules.
Okay.
Well, Doyle rules, nah.
Well, wrestling guy, I hate to announce that I'm gonna buy off your podcast.
Fuck it. You can have it.
One more question. So far out of the... How many years? 3 years?
In the store?
The store.
3.
Here.
The best moment you've had.
In the store.
Well, it could be anything. It could even be when, like, some little kid said, oh, finally, there's a wrestling store.
Oh, the best moment.
Like, something where you felt you actually accomplished something.
There's 2. First one was when Maurice did the autograph signing in June. She came in, she did the autograph signing. Well, did you come for that one?
Yeah, I came for that one.
She came, she did the autograph signing.
She caught it that way.
Yeah, she did. And she said, after we were done and we were in the back, you know, finished with the business. Not that kind of business, but with, like, the signing stuff.
I know.
Hey.
She said, from all the signings I've ever done, being here is the closest I've ever felt to a WWE signing.
Yeah.
So that was one.
Wow, really?
Yeah. And she said, and then that's when she said that.
Did she explain why?
She just said it's organized, it's one-on-one, and she doesn't, I guess because when you go to like Frankensons and all that, you kind of have to.
Oh yeah, I saw a Frankensons.
Yeah, you have to wait for people while here, everybody's just here to see you and you can interact. And so she liked that. And then that second one was just a couple months ago when the Kevin Owens basic figure came out.
Well, I was about to say, what? Kevin Owens came out?
No. The figure came out, and this kid was... We had him... I think we had just posted the picture on Facebook like 30 seconds before.
And he ran?
No, he didn't even know. And he walks in, and he just was coming in to look around, and he sees the figure, and his face lit up. Like, oh, it's Kevin Owens! They got Kevin Owens! I've never seen it anywhere! And so just to see the kid like get so excited, that's how I was like, that my friend is why that's why I said to myself that's why I don't hold, and that's why
I wish that was true, because every time I come here I see nothing but crap.
and that's what really matters in this business.
Yeah, the kids are the one matters. And that's why I kind of understand. That's why I always say I understand where WWE comes from.
Mm-hmm.
Because with the Attitude Era, you would see, like, shirts sell, but you would never see, like, the action figures like now. Because, like I always said, collectors, adults will make, will buy only what they want.
But kids will buy everything.
Well, kids, like we said earlier,
will buy everything.
Plug and plug and plug until they get what they want.
Yes.
And that's what you want. To success, to succeed, you have to.
Yeah, like you see, like right now you have the Usos and Jack Swagger and Subculture. I wouldn't buy that. Right. But I'm pretty sure some kids like, I need to have them for
Or somebody that's just a kid that just maybe watched Monday Night Raw for the first time this Monday.
Yeah, and he's
wants
like,
to start his collection.
It's like, oh, yeah, like, I saw that bunny.
Yeah, and like, oh, I'll get it. Or, oh, the Usos, I haven't seen them anywhere because, you know, Walmart, when they're done, they're done. And they might walk in and say, hey.
That's a good analogy. Imagine if everyone, every wrestling fan treated each other like it was their first time.
Yeah.
And, like, imagine if you wanted to get the person sitting right next to you into this business. Would you really be so negative? Would you really be so uptight?
All wrestling fans are negative.
Yeah.
It sucks.
Yeah.
That's, we are.
That's my closing thought on Jerry Springer.
Don't be so negative.
Yeah. I mean, even though we spent this whole podcast being negative,
all wrestling fans are negative.
No, but in the end, it doesn't even matter.
It doesn't even matter.
No, in closing.
Lincoln Park, right?
Yeah. He's still hip.
Oh.
He's got it, folks.
Yeah. You still got it. You're still in it.
That's why I'm singing that song by 50 Cent, Candy Shop, because that brings back bad
memories. Oh,
what? Bad memories,
my car broke down on the freeway while I was singing that song.
Dude!
And WrestleMania was on, and you couldn't make it.
No, the transmission just gave out right there in the middle of the freeway, and I'm like, yeah, I've never seen that song.
Okay.
Go ahead, you're closing up.
Yeah, no, but that's pretty much it. There's so much negativity, which we're not helping either. You know, we all need a... join hands and no, we don't have to. We don't actually have to do that. No, but really, we just need start having more respect for each other and learn that we all come from different opinions and not one opinion is more valid. Hence why their opinions are not facts.
Well, I mean, I don't know. Stone Cold told me I was wrong. I think I would believe him.
Your shit, son.
Yeah.
This podcast shit. Try my beer. Dude, I've been wanting to get that bit too. We're still on.
But yeah, that was a pretty good show today. Follow us on Facebook, PipeBombWrestlingRadio.com, right?
Yes.
On Facebook, on the Twitter also.
PipeBomb_radio. Also follow me at Lewis Curse. I like to live tweet every single Raw now that I'm not working Monday evenings.
Follow our co-host who hopefully... the next one, he'll be on. I am Hector Diaz.
I'm sure Rico's going to try to convince me to go to him, too. Like, this time. Like, we need to get that thing.
Well, I mean, sometimes you got to extend your hand so people could.
Yeah.
And,
of course, follow.
Me. I always forget mine. Yeah. Alex, no.
Hey, Rico D7.
Hey, Rico D7 at Twitter.
Yeah, and that's pretty much it.
I sometimes live tweet, not a lot though. No, I try to.
I like to live tweet. You know, I like to post at least 4 things for every hour. So.
4 things? Oh, I don't know. I probably post like 1, maybe 2.
I think yesterday I counted like 3.
3? Yeah, like I probably only did 3. Yeah. I usually put stuff that bother me or that stick out.
Mm.
Like, what did I put yesterday? Axel reference. I think he referenced It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia.
Yeah.
I don't know if you guys got that.
Nah.
You see the show?
Yeah, I saw the show, but what was the reference?
The Nightman cometh?
Yeah.
The X-Men cometh or something
okay,
like
then,
that.
Yeah,
I mean, I guess it could go for anything, but to me, automatically, I thought It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia. Okay. So. And that show's hilarious.
No, I thought Bo Dallas, we're the 4 best friends anyone could ever have. That was a hangover. No,
oh, yeah, I'm pretty sure that was for sure a hangover reference.
Yeah. Other than that, we'll leave you with some positive.
Oh, follow
at the Wrestling Guy Store.
Follow the Wrestling Guy Store. Go to his...
Don't forget, Victoria's here on Friday, March 11th.
Oh, there you go. You see, Victoria's here on Friday, March 11th from...
7 to 9 p.m.
7 to 9 p.m.
With Mr. Pictacular.
Yes.
With Mr. Pictacular.
Don't say who.
No, I'm not going to say who. Dude, I had a conversation with him because he
Get an autograph or a picture taken with her.
And that's it.
This is the second time she comes, right?
Yes.
Yes. This is.
I hear she's very cool.
Yeah, I've met her.
I haven't come to one of them.
She's real devoted. I don't know if she's gonna do this time, but last time she showed up in wrestling gear.
Oh, that's cool. That's cool.
Yeah. Oh, she always does that?
Oh, I come all the
time. Yeah, you guys should check out the Wrestling Guys store. He's had a bunch of people. He's had John Morrison, Melina, Drago,
Drew McIntyre. That's
Rob Van Dam. His biggest one has been The Rio.
I'll get you another big name soon.
Okay. Are you going to interview that big name? Because, look, as much as the SoCal talent does need to be exposed, you also need to start interviewing big names. I mean, not big names, but more well-established names.
We'll have Melissa Santos on very soon.
No way.
Yeah. Very soon.
There you go.
I think she'll be on before the end of the month.
I'm going to show up for that.
Yeah, probably the week of, what is it, spring break week? I think the podcast
before. Oh,
Our buddy's not in charge of that, right?
Going back to earlier, you said you might have Shotzi Blackheart.
Oh, yeah.
There's a chance.
I'm going to work for it. Send her some dates.
Could you hang like a contract on the top, and me and him could have a ladder match?
It's a deal.
And whoever gets it wins a chance to
deal.
Hey, if you could only have one of us, I'll let you go as long as you get her to say, "Oh, hey, Alex."
Okay.
Or something like that. I don't mind. I don't mind.
All right then. Well, this is Alex Rico.
Oh yeah.
I'm Louis Curse.
I mean, you're Curse. I'm Alex Rico.
And
David's here.
David. And this is Pipe Bomb Wrestling Radio.
And the Wrestling Guys.
Hey, first podcast on
video.
On the road, right?
Yeah.
First podcast.
We used to do those at Taco Bell.
We used to do them at Taco Bell.
Yeah.
Jack in the box. So the noise in the back.
Yeah. Congrats, David. This is our first video podcast.
There you go.
I don't know how long people are gonna just see my forehead for like 30 minutes. I don't know if people could stand that. We'll be sure to put it out as a video still for archival reasons.
Yeah.
But we'll also have just an audio version on Podomatic.
Good.
And this is Curse and everyone else.
We're off.
There you go. I was waiting for you to say that.
Oh, I don't know.
Signing off. Thank you.